Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, it's deja vu all over again. Welcome back. A couple of stiffs here, standing stiff as a statue, hoping we'd be back to finish up in it. Looks like, or sounds like, we are. Hey, it auto started for Fogs Bane. All right, all right. Welcome back. And welcome, Serpent Society, back into Eerie House Radio as we wrap up our show. Stopped prematurely. Thanks to some idiot who only scheduled an hour show instead of 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Keep going,
well,
Dale.
Well, we both share blame in that, so that's okay.
I'll take the hit on this one. My fault, my fault, my fault, my fault. All right, let's kill that theme and get right on to part three so you don't miss none of Taken for Granted. Here is the conclusion from CBS Radio Mystery Theater.
Hello, everybody. This is Cousin Bruce Morrow for the Foundation Church. Now, these are troubled times. Not a lot of money around. Work's kind of tough to get. Apathy's here. We're disillusioned. Wondering what's going to go down next. Well, it's easy to go along with it, right? I mean, just sit around and say, who cares? You don't let the next guy worry about it. But does it have to be like this? Pride, dignity, truth. Being straight with one another. Now, these qualities have not disappeared. They've just gone to sleep for a while, right? But now's the time to wake them up. Only we can do it. This message brought to you by the Foundation Church, 111 East 38th Street, New York, New York. Zip 10016.
We can say one thing for Pietro. At least his heart is in the right place. He realizes that man, and some women, cannot live happily alone. So he has created a companion piece for Miss Masterson. As for distraught Dr. Kellerman, a thing of beauty may be a joy forever, but certainly not in his present state of mind. He is understandably terribly upset and has just hurried to Sheriff Talbot's office.
I just got a telephone call, Sheriff, from Dr. Harvey Murdoch, curator of the Cincinnati Museum. It seems that his assistant, Dr. Arnold Larson, is 2 days overdue from his vacation. He wanted to know if I had any idea where he might be.
Why you?
Oh, yes, I should explain. Larson visited the Menotti Garden about a week ago. He paid a courtesy call at my office. I had him driven out to the garden.
And he didn't come back to Batesville?
No. He was spending his vacation backpacking and just wanted to stop off to see the garden. He'd never seen it.
Well, go on.
I phoned Pietro to tell him to expect Dr. Larson.
And did Pietro see him?
It didn't occur to me to ask him. I took it for granted. Now, good heavens, I hope this is not another missing persons case.
Well, why don't we just drive out to see Pietro?
Dr. Kellerman, Sheriff Talbot, what a surprise.
Sheriff Talbot would like to ask you a few questions, Pietro, about Dr. Larson.
Larson? Oh, yes, Dr. Larson. Yes, from the Cincinnati Museum.
Yeah, was he here the day Dr. Kellerman telephoned you to tell you he was coming?
Of course he came here. He enjoyed the garden very much.
How long was he here?
Well, let me see. He came about 10 o'clock. He spent a long time in the garden, came back to the cottage about 3 o'clock.
And he left then, 3 o'clock?
No, he stayed about 1 hour, had antipasto and wine, we talked. Nice man. He said he had to go, he wanted to get back to the overlook before dawn. Camp there.
Oh yeah, there is a campsite there.
And that was the last time you saw Dr. Larson?
That is right. Is something wrong? Something happened to Dr. Larson?
He's missing.
He should have been back in Cincinnati 2 days ago.
Well, we better get back to town. get out an alert to the Ranger Service and the Highway Patrol.
You hear, Dr. Larson? Your Dr. Murdoch did not find you. You stay here with Miss Masterson. Soon they will find the backpack I threw down into the ravine by Overlook. They will think you slipped over the rocks and fell into the river. They'll look, but they'll never find you. Never.
Good morning, Dr. Kellerman. I'm Shelley Curtis of Arts and Leisure magazine.
So good to see you. Please do have a seat.
Thank you.
I understand you want to do a color photo layout of the garden and the exhibits.
Yes, for publication in about 6 weeks.
Good.
A week before the garden is reopened to the general public.
Oh, splendid. Now, do you have enough background material?
Oh, heavens, yes. Your PR department has flooded me with material. I've got some ideas I'd like to try. I hope they work.
When do you plan to start shooting?
Well, I'd like to do it in two sessions. First this morning to study the subjects,
mm-hmm.
get the feel of the place, and do overall shooting, probably until about 4 o'clock.
Right.
Then I'd like another session towards dusk. Sunset with changing colors, golds, reds, blues as darkness approaches. And finally, under the full moon, those nude granite figures of the fountain glistening wet in the moonlight.
It certainly sounds wonderful. I'll call the caretaker.
I'll drop by tomorrow before I leave.
Oh. Hello?
This is Sheriff Talbot.
I was just about to call you.
I thought you'd want to know. Ranger found Larson's backpack at the foot of a rock slide.
And Larson?
No trace yet. They're searching downriver. I just phoned Dr. Murdoch.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Well, it's too bad, but it could have been worse. At least it wasn't found inside the Minotti Garden. You said you were about to call me, Doc?
Yes, Ben. You still have a highway patrolman on duty near the garden, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Mike calls you. Why?
There'll be a magazine photographer working there. Name's Shelley Curtis. She might be doing some shooting around dusk and moonlight. You might alert Halsey. She might be shooting with flash.
Oh, yeah, I sure will. Thank you.
See you later, Pietro.
Excuse me, Miss Curtis.
Yes?
Before you start, do you mind if I ask a question?
Oh, not at all.
You take pictures for many hours, 100, 200 pictures. Your magazine will print how many?
Oh, 10, 20, maybe 30.
Huh. So much work. What time will you come back?
Sunset is about 8 o'clock. I'll be back by 7.
Well, it gets dark fast. Here, I have an extra key for the gate. It's no good for you to wait outside by yourself in case I'm not here.
Oh, thank you.
Look, Miss Masterson. Look, Dr. Larson. It is me, Pietro, in my skin suit. I look like a statue. Millions of people will see a picture of the three of us together. Hey, I'll take you, Miss Masterson, and put you on a hand truck. So, I now take you and I put you with Minotti statues, Miss Masterson. Then I come back for Dr. Larson. Then we wait for Miss Curtis to come back by moonlight to take a picture. I'll show you, Minotti. I'll show the whole world. I, too, am a genius. She is not stopping. Miss Curtis.
Who called me? Oh, I can smell something touch me. Who touched me? Oh, Pietro! 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 Where are you? Pietro! Hurry!
Just take it easy, ma'am. Where are you?
The Naughty Garden. The caretaker's cottage. Please hurry.
Now, calm down, ma'am. Where's caretaker Pietro?
I don't know. I ran here. The door was open.
You the photographer?
Yes, I am.
You ran there?
One of the statues. A statue of a man. As I passed it, a finger touched my back. My name was called.
Now, listen, Miss Curtis. Are you sure about this? You sure you're not imagining this?
Oh, please. You must believe me.
Did not take pictures of us. Excuse me, please. I leave you for a little while to go see Minotti. I think Miss Curtis has gone to take a picture of Minotti. I must be in the picture with him. Excuse me, please.
This is all the Sheriff. I'm with Miss Curtis at the cottage.
Is he all right?
I'm pretty shook up.
What'd you think, Halsey?
She insists she's not imagining it. We're walking up to where she says it happened. Have a look around.
All right, keep me posted.
Okay.
Right there. But he's gone. There were three figures. That woman and the man on the ground, and one was standing. One was standing!
Now, don't get excited, Miss Curtis.
But you must be there!
Sure, I believe you.
There were
now,
three.
Take it easy.
What was that? Did you hear it? Listen.
Yeah. From there.
Come on, let's go. Yeah, there, I see it.
That's the third figure I saw.
Yeah.
It's climbing that monument. The self-sculpture of Minotti at work.
Come on down. Come on down or I'll shoot.
No. Don't shoot. It's coming down.
Stay right there now. Don't run. I'll shoot. Don't run.
Sheriff, this is Halsey. There's something damn queer going on out here. We saw this statue, this man who looked like a statue. I ordered him to stop running, and it didn't. I got off two shots. He got away into the bushes.
Did you hit him?
Well, I don't know.
All right, stay with Miss Curtis. I'll pick up Dr. Kellerman and the search party.
Okay.
There's something very odd here. Those two figures on the ground, the woman and the man, I know every statue in the garden. I've never seen these before. Your flashlight, Sheriff, please. Now, these are not Minotti statues. Sheriff, would you mind tapping them with the butt of your pistol? That's not solid granite.
Hey, it's cracking. Wait a minute, I'll try my knife.
That's plaster of Paris.
Good Lord.
Sheriff,
it's a body.
Sheriff Talbot.
Well, what is it, Miss Curtis?
At the fountain. The water in the lower basin. It looks pink.
Blood?
I don't know.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's pink, all right. Could be blood. Dr. Kellerman.
Yes?
How many statues be in that fountain holding up the saucer bowl?
Seven. There are eight. One extra in the center.
Whoever you are in there, come out, or I'll shoot.
No, don't shoot, Sheriff. There's a water valve.
Halsey! Shut off the water!
Don't shut off the water! Don't shut off the water!
Oh, that's the thing! The man, the statue that touched me!
He's bleeding from a thigh wound. Jameson, Kennedy, carry him out of there. Halsey, call the ambulance. Just lay him down here now.
Oh, hey. Dr. Kellerman.
Who are you?
The skin mask. On my face and head. Pull it off.
Yeah, let me do it, Doc. Yeah.
Pietro. Yes, Dr. Kellerman. Pietro Franzoni. And soon when Miss Curtis writes her story, the whole world will know I am just as
as Angelo Menotti was. Yes.
Poor Pietro. At least he was spared the Chinese water torture. He's in the state mental hospital. And poor Miss Curtis, she's going crazy too because she can't remember what she did with her camera and the film she shot. I'll be back shortly.
The following fable is presented to make you want to buy a Buick. As a kid, everything I had was somebody else's.
My, he certainly has his mother's eyes.
And his father's hair. Boy, what a hairy little person. Well, I finally got something to call my own. A beautiful Buick LeSabre. With my kind of room, my kind of ride, and my kind of style. Heck, I even let my dad borrow it now and then. Because I love to hear people say, my, he certainly has his son's Buick.
Buick. Dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
In God We Trust, America Speaks. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, I must believe that religion substantially good, which produces an honest life, and we've been authorized by one whom you and I equally respect to judge of the tree by its fruit. Presented by the Catholic Communications Foundation.
Here's a timely travel tip. If you drive up to the gate of Menotti Garden and find it still closed to the public, don't fret. Sit back, turn on your radio, and relax with another tale of mystery adventure. Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Joan Shea, Joan Arliss, Robert Dryden, and Jim Dukas. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, Vantage Press invites you to write to a leading New York publisher for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. It explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. Just write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. That's GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Write to GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York. GPO, Box 1414, New York, New York.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by the Florida Orange Growers and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Find out how to help yourself, your country, and your community. You can belong to the Air National Guard for a day. Visit your Texas Air Guard and see how young men and women like you can work around some great aircraft, learn a valuable skill, pick up extra pay, help the country and community one weekend a month in the Air Guard. It's a weekend that could make a difference in your whole life. Find out more. Call your Texas Air National Guard and belong to the Guard for a day.
The Guard belongs. The Guard belongs. The Guard belongs to us all. Maybe you belong to God.
W. FAA, Dallas, Fort Worth.
CBS News.
No news from CBS today. That's all right. It's fake news anyway. Well, that wraps up CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Thank you for coming back to listen to the rest of this show. And thank you for finding us, CW. Didn't know that would happen, but hey, there we go. We got Fogs, we got CW, we got Serpent Society 9. And we got something interesting for you, don't we, Dave?
Oh, but before we have that, we do have a bit of a moral.
Well, I've always been immoral. Eerie House Radio proudly presents a truly garrulous moral of the story.
We have apologies to Gar. Never take a person or statue for granted, especially if it isn't granite. There you go. That's it.
My cricket sound effects are so quiet you can't hear them. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay. Now we do have, yes, we do have a special story. Something I just unearthed this and had it transcribed just early this afternoon. And so,
all right. Let's have a short intro for Ugg in The Invention of the Statue.
There are many things we do know about Ugg the caveman, and one of those things is that Ugg was no artist. It's not that he couldn't draw stick people with arrows or wild beasts on cave walls, like Bog the cave artist. It's just that the magic marker hadn't been invented yet, and the only kind of paint of the day was berry stain. Now, berry stain on cave floors was very hard to clean up, but berry stain on cave walls was impossible to clean off. The problem is the berry stain tasted so good that every time Ugg tried to use it to paint on his wall, he would eat it instead and had nothing to paint with. But this was okay because Ugg was so busy inventing things that he didn't have the time to do much artwork anyway. Now, I know what you're saying, that if Ugg wasn't an artist, then how could he possibly invent the statue? Well, sometimes when you're trying to invent something, something else will come from that. What Ugg was inventing was the cave conditioner. You see, in hot tropical times of the caveman, it was too hot to sleep in the cave at night and too dangerous not to. There was no way to get comfortable because the air mattress hadn't been invented yet. This is what made Ugg want to invent the cave conditioner. Now, he would build a small scaffold with sides inside a cave, then fill it with light dirt. What Ugg discovered is that when dirt is mixed with cold water from the nearby stream, it created mud, and the mud was cooling. And the cooling mud would then cool down the entire cave, so it was comfortable enough to sleep in at night. Now, Bog the cave artist had a much bigger cave than most cavemen because he couldn't erase his walls and repaint it. He had to move to more walls to paint on, thus inventing the first art gallery. Anyway, the cave was so big that Ugg had to work, had his work cut out for him to cool down this cave. He was commissioned by Bog the artist to build a cave conditioner with the promise of many sparking rocks to create fire when the job was completed. So what Ugg did was he doubled the depth of the dust pit and filled it with light dirt. He started adding water on his fifth trip from the nearby stream, and while he was on top mixing the cooling mud, the bamboo scaffold could no longer support the weight of the mud and Ugg, and everything crashed onto the floor. Now, Ugg sank deep into the mud. The more Ugg struggled to get out of the mud, the more it dried and the harder it was to move. He began to realize that he must get to the cool stream and rinse off the mud. But halfway across the cave floor, he no longer could move and was stuck there, standing, encased in mud. When Bog the artist returned to his cave from collecting berry stain for his next masterpiece, he noticed Ugg, encased in mud, standing in the middle of his cave. Just then, Uri, the cave woman who sometimes posed for Bog's stick drawings, came in the cave and noticed Ugg covered in mud and marveled at Bog's latest masterpiece. Bog, seeing the interest, made a nameplate entitled Ugg's Likeness on it and put it in front of Ugg. Now, whether he did it for copyright infringement or just to be mean, he misspelled Ugg's name. This really didn't matter because no one could read then because the alphabet hadn't been invented yet. Soon the word about Bog the artist, the new masterpiece, was out and everybody wanted to see it. Bog charged one sparking rock to see his cave paintings and another sparking rock to see the mud statue of Ugg, making him one of the richest cavemen of his tribe. Ugg vowed to himself that once the flood season came and he was freed, he would never again make someone a cave conditioner without being paid sparking stones up front. So there you have the invention of the statue.
Tremendous. Another moment in prehistory. Dave,
it's so
that's
hard
amazing. When did you write this? When did you write this?
I'd been thinking about it a little bit this morning, and I finally sat down and got it put together in about an hour this afternoon here.
That's amazing. That's incredible. Hey, we're around for another 17 and a half minutes. If you want to call in, folks, you know the number, 646-378-0264, and join us. If not, we will do our best to entertain you for the time remaining. So you got a bonus 15 minutes today. Hey.
As long as we don't get cut off, we got it. Yep.
There you go.
No,
we won't. It occurred to me that we are only using up an hour 45 of our allotted 2 hours per day. So,
okay.
Which is crazy because
story,
they give us all this time in the afterbirth, at least a half an hour and sometimes significantly more. So, who knew? Who knew?
James Travers, who's the animator for the Spaceship One, he loves these Ugg stories, and he wants to make a series of cartoons based on Ugg when I get more of them put together. But, yeah, that would be great. That's the fourth Ugg story right there. So, because
and
remember
he
first invented the hat, then he invented the elevator, then he invented the umbrella, and now he has invented the statue. So,
pretty cool. Hey, gang, I want to share a little something with you. We had a guest quite some time ago now, and we keep in touch with him from time to time. Kate, Rock and Roll Casey came on here. Oh, God, that was like a couple years ago now, isn't it, Dave?
Yes, it was.
And he sent us something that he created himself. The man's a musician. He's a fan of old-time radio and generally things creepy, and has also taken an interest in Cleveland's horror hosts. So let's just take the next minute and a half or so to enjoy this. Adopt it, but I love my theme. The one I was using for Dale K's Spook Show. This is cool. I mean, I could see this being a great theme. A little lengthy for a whole intro of a show. But also use it for for studio segments and things. And cool, cool music. Thank you.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, Casey. Okay. An abrupt ending, but pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty
very cool.
Yep.
And he does a heck of a podcast. Could you tell everybody what that podcast is called, Dale? Do you know off the top of your head?
I just Google Rock and Roll Casey. You'll find him.
Okay.
He posts up some really, really nice stuff, plus his podcast. So check him out. We should probably say hello to a lot of our old friends. Mike Arnett, who says hi often. And, of course, recently we've had a couple of visits now from dear friend, Professor Feather. From
yes.
Dr. Tarr and Professor Feather's Unseen Radio Show, and also their Psycho Cinema. Yeah.
And I noticed, Dale, that Joe Bev, the very talented Joe Bev, has a second series of Johnny Dollar stories coming out. And if it's like the other ones, he wrote the stories and he does all the voices for all the for the entire episodes.
Yeah, very talented. I mean, this guy does female voices, a variety of male voices, just a great, talented guy, and we were lucky to have him here, too.
Yes, we were. And the chance that he got to work, go to the Dawes Butler School of Voices or broadcast, something like that, and got to know Dawes Butler and meet Stan Freberg because of that. So, what a very amazingly talented guy who gets he gets so little attention for the amount of talent he has, you know.
Yeah, and what's that one group that we had here? The CBC folks, Radio Canada. No. Help me, Dave. They've been doing it for like 40 years now. They've been doing
all
radio.
The shoestring radio theater.
Shoestring,
yes.
Shoestring.
Yes,
that's right.
And yeah, they still do like 26.
Who's
going to
be around here next?
Year.
Dave's got some stuff up his sleeve right now, actually.
I do have one. We had the Curtains Mystery Theater Group, and I caught them just before the pandemic. And we went and recorded one of their live radio recreations the night before the governor shut down the restaurants. And what they have done since, actually, is they've gone online and they have made the Zoom recreation through Zoom of old radio programs. That's one of the things they've kind of done to help keep together. But I did get a chance to film two of them. I got one of them all put together, the Sherlock Holmes story. And I have him on top. I haven't heard back from him yet, but look for a visit from Mark Seven, the Curtains Theater Group leader, and hopefully a couple of their actors are going to be here, and they can share that. Maybe one of their – we'll see if we they'll let us share one of their Zoom recordings as well. But that'll be really cool to hear some people recreating. Now, these are actual old-time radio scripts. They're just recreating. So.
Yep. So we got a lot of that fun coming your way. And, of course, Dave, what you doing Monday night? Anything special, maybe?
Monday. I'm going to be on the Vortex. Horrorhost.net, and two more episodes of the Weirdness Really Bad Movie Show. Now, this was a one-hour version of our two-hour movie show, and instead of a movie, we use a half-hour public domain TV episode and an episodic cartoon. And so we'll be playing part five and six, and part five is the exciting conclusion of the Space Angel cartoon, The Ghost in Crystal Mace, and then on episode six, we have part one of the Diver Dan adventure, live action puppet kids show, Diver Dan, and along with I know the first episode features an episode of Front Page Detective, and for the life of me, hang on, it's an episode of The Veil that is featured. So tune in. It's got a lot of weirdness, really bad stuff in there, as well as a hosted cartoon bit or kids cartoon bit, and a hosted episode as well. And my constant companion for that is the very lovely my TV wife Holly Schildhelm, who is my co-host for that whole series. We've got a total of 17 full 1 hour episodes. So
hey, Verbal Bite joins us. Hey, welcome.
So that's kind of what's going on there. Before we get up there and spin the wheel or something, Dale, or put a nickel in a jukebox or a diamond in a jukebox, do we want to talk about a little bit about what we got going on next weekend here at Erie House?
I think we should. Next weekend, we're busting out of jail, man. It's Jailbreak Radio. We got suspense. Rocky Fortune comes back on a great show called The Unexpected. And, of course, on Saturday, CBS Radio Mystery Theater will return. Maybe jail is better.
I
don't know.
Yeah, Dale, this episode of Mystery Theater is by Bob Juren, who has become one of my favorite writers for the Mystery Theater. He didn't write a whole lot of them, but boy, do I love his stories. And this is a good one, believe me.
Escape. So we'll be busting out of jail. And then the following weekend, back to current and contemporary controversy as we are hiding behind a mask. That's right. We're taking on masks in 2 weeks.
Yep. And then cemetery, and then it's Kentucky Derby. Believe it or not, always the first part of the Triple Crown. It is now the third part of the Triple Crown, as it has been rescheduled for the first weekend in September. And we've got a whole weekend of horse racing. We'll be horsing around all weekend. Yep.
Yeah, so we got a little time for something here. Let's see. Grumble. Since the wheel is random, we'll stay off the wheel. We got to manage our time remaining with about a little under 7 minutes. Let's see what we got for you. Here we go. So when did we go up to a dime? Where are you getting this dime stuff from?
The inflation hasn't hit yet, huh?
I guess not, but here, I got a coin.
Cowboy with the whole world for his range, just a saltwater cowboy, and the herd he rides is strange. He's a rounding up his country's foes, wherever they may be. He's a saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine. Get along, little Nippy, I can hear my singing pal. I'm taking you to pasture in a barbed wire corral. He's the salt of the earth, boys, and he's long and lank and lean. He's a saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine. Sang the man from the Golden West. I'm gonna brand your carcass with a star striped U.S. Oh, you don't have to worry. He will keep your pastures green. He's a saltwater cowboy, a United States Marine.
Jerky.
Cool, groovy get-down music, too, here. We're trying to get you all kinds of vibes for you for your Saturday night. I'm sure some of you are getting ready to go over, if you haven't started already, listening to and watching Gar the Ghoul, Horrible Odors, starring Gar the Ghoul. Now on campus,
hey,
or Campo or something, TV.
There's only one problem with getting down, Dale. When I get down too far, I can't get back up.
Yeah, that's at our age, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
my, that
yeah.
was a double entendre, wasn't it?
if you're looking at it, cam up, yes, that's it. Well,
that's it. Camel
yeah,
up.
I know that, when we finish off here tonight, that's where I'll be heading over to watch Brother Gar and his Horrible Horror starring Gar the Ghoul.
Yes, indeed. I might be going outside to count my bats. Yeah, I actually have bats in my backyard. I have ordered a bat box. It is on the way to Castle K to be hoisted up a tree and hopefully provide a nice safe haven for my bats so they can keep eating bugs back there.
You're
Dave,
lucky.
I just had a guy.
I
had one of these salesmen, okay, come to the door just the other day, right? And I didn't like his approach because right away he's dropping all these neighbors' names. I'm socially retarded. I don't know their names. Well, no,
yeah.
It's a long commute. I rarely have time to, you know what I mean? It's dark when I leave. It's dark when I get back, usually,
yep.
Although I'm working from home, fortunately, right now. Anyway, he comes in and he's dropping all these names, and he's an exterminator, right? And he's like, oh, you know, I just worked on so-and-so. And I'm like, already I'm losing my patience with him. I don't have much patience for salesmen that are uninvited, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, we'll get rid of the ants. We'll get rid of this. And then he said the wrong thing. He said, and we'll get rid of spiders. I said, stop right there. I says, you are not going to kill the guys who are doing your job for free, all right? I got spiders, and I got bats, and that's all I need. Have a great day. I wasn't mean to him.
Yep.
A wise ass, yes, but mean, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Well, all right.
Warble
thanks for
bite.
That bit of information, Vorpal Bite. I don't know. I'm not going to read that on the air, but
no,
in the chat.
No.
I don't know that that's true or not. It always pays to be careful. That's all I got to say.
It does
about
pay.
That.
And,
yeah.
But so we're looking forward to Monday. I'm looking forward to Gar's show. I'm looking forward to Monday. Actually, I'm looking forward to all week. For the first time since pandemic, I actually took a week off here, Dale. And,
oh, did you? Well, you deserve it, Dave. You've been busting your butt.
Trying to.
Not only do you work a lot at your job, but you do a lot for the entertainment things that you do. Spaceship One, Weirdness Really Bad, and fooling around here, too.
Yeah. We have fun.
I just appreciate all you do for this channel. So, folks, we will see you next weekend, Friday at 8:30. Probably all in one show next week.
The castle lights are growing dim. There's no one left but me and him.
And only him.
When next we meet in Frankenstone, don't come alone.
There it is.
There
it is. There it is.
I licked my fingers and squeezed the flame out. There you go. Ew. You probably didn't want to know that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Dave, since we ran extra late.
Yep. Why don't we just go ahead and call in Mr. James Durante because, yeah, let's go take a – well, take or not take a look at the Gar's show.
Give him my love.
Good night. Good night. Good night. It's time to say good night. Good night. Good night. What more to say but good night? We've had a few laughs, and it's time for toodaloo. Arrivo, up we the day, and ink-a-tink-a-doo. Good night. Good night. Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever.
Warning! Warning! It's the wife! Warning! Warning! It's the wife! Warning! Warning! It's the wife!